Well, hello, Phil Giuliani again with another short little commentary, I guess. And this has been under the headings I've been doing recently on the word for today. And what I'd like to talk about today in just a few minutes' time is the importance of the Old Testament as seen from the New Testament. The Old Testament is the Tanakh, is the Hebrew word. It's actually not a word. It's an acronym for Torah, Prophets, and Writings. In Hebrew, it's Torah, Nevi'im, and Ketuvim, the word Tanakh. And, of course, the New Testament, we know, is the Gospel, the letters, and the Book of Revelation. So what I want to just talk about quickly right now is how the New Testament looks back on it. And we're going to start, of course, with Jesus, the Messiah, who is always talking about Moses and the prophets. In John 5:39, he says, "All the scriptures testify of me." All the scriptures testify of me. What scripture did he have in existence then? The Tanakh, the Old Testament. Just before that, in that same chapter of John chapter 5, he tells the religious leaders, if you believed Moses, you would believe me because Moses wrote about me. When did Moses write? The first five books, the books of Torah, the books of the law. He also says in another place, I'm not going to list every scripture, but he says in another place that, don't think I've come to abolish the law, but I've come to fulfill it. Because, of course, the law, Torah, is all about me. Everything that was written in Torah prefigured him. Everything that was written in Torah was about him. And so he says, I've not come to abolish this because it all points to me. He is the end point of the law. And so that's just a couple of examples of what he says. And, of course, as it goes through all the accounts, especially later on of the Passion and Death, it says in several places that the prophets had to be fulfilled. The prophets had to be fulfilled. Nowhere does Jesus say, well, stop now. You can stop with studying the Old Testament. You can stop with the scriptures that we have. He says, no, it was all fulfilled. Moses wrote about me, the prophets wrote about me, and all the scripture testifies of me. And we're going to look at Paul for a second. In the book of Acts in chapter 17, I love this part where Paul goes to Berea and preaches. He's in Greece. He was in Thessalonica. Thessalonica, as it was also called. He had to escape the city. He went to Berea, where it says the Jews there were more noble and more willing to listen to him. And they also told him that we're going to check everything you say against the scriptures to see if it's consistent, to see if it follows. What scripture did they have? Only the Tanakh, only the Old Testament. Paul doesn't say to them, oh no, wait a minute. I'm teaching you something totally new. Don't get the scrolls out, and I'm teaching something totally new. He doesn't object to them wanting to check him out. He says, fine. And it doesn't say that they found any inconsistencies. It doesn't say that they complained about anything. Then we're going to go to 2 Timothy. Now, 2 Timothy 3:16 is a very, very well-known verse. It's one of my favorites. And depending what translation you have, it says that all scripture is inspired. Okay, all scripture. The actual Greek there, as you probably know, is theopneustos, which means God breathed. It means the Holy Spirit breathed out the word. And he says all of the scripture is breathed out by the Holy Spirit. and it's profitable for instruction and reproof and so forth. You can read that for your homework. What scripture did Paul have he was referring to? The Tanakh, the Old Testament. A couple verses before that, in 2 Timothy 3:14 and 15, he's talking to Timothy, who's his spiritual son, and he says, you've been studying the scripture since you were an infant. The Greek used there actually means an infant. You've been studying the scripture since you were an infant. And that's your foundation. What scripture did he have? The Old Testament, the Tanakh. And so Paul alludes to this and emphasizes it and shows how it's worthy of study. In fact, he says, you study to show yourself approved. What did he have to study? The Old Testament, the Tanakh. The New Testament wasn't put together yet. Most of it, a lot of it, hadn't even been written yet at this point, and was put together sometime later. And so these references to Scripture are, of course, referring to the Old Testament, the Tanakh. And so I think these are good examples, and this is only scratching the surface. I'm going to do a little bit more on this. But they're great examples of how the importance of this was emphasized in the scriptures and was emphasized by Jesus himself, by Paul, and we'll see as we go on by many others. So please study. It is the only way to be a disciple. It is the only way to stand on the foundation. And you study to show yourself approved. So, thanks for listening, and I'll be back soon.